at the Rocks crowd. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Bless your name.
Praise God. Praise his name. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, give me a moment. God is good. Y'all was testifying around my message today. Praise the Lord. That's how it worked. That's how it worked. God is good. Almost there. Let me go ahead and pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to come before your people, God. Use me, Lord, as you see fit, Lord, for the moment and designated time that you desire, Lord. Move, Lord, and touch your people, God, because I know, Lord, there's a shift, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the shift, God, that you're bringing, Lord, to the earth, Lord, and your people, God, to the house of to your house, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the move in Jesus' name. Amen. I got all my books, all the things. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Do you go to Acts? I know it's Pentecost, but God, let me, I couldn't go there. But we'll talk about that. Go to Acts 27 for me. And we're going to start at verse 27:10. So the backstory here, Paul was handed off to the Romans, and he was going to Rome to be tried by Caesar. Something he didn't do. Okay. So bear with me. I got a little reading to do, and I'll get to the point. Verse 10. So, and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be hurt and much damage, not only to the landing and the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things that which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the part advised to depart thence also, if by any means that they may attain to Phoenix and there to winter, which is in the haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and the northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing this, they sailed close to by Crete. And long, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called the Euryclidon. I call this a shift in the wind. Follow me here. Call it a shift in the wind. So, Paul had advised the ship, people on the ship, let's stay put in Crete. Storm was coming in. It was going to be bad. Let's just stay here. We don't need to go anywhere. They didn't listen. They saw an opportunity with the south wind. The south wind brings in warm, favorable conditions. It indicates change and transition. The west wind is deliverance. So I thought back to the story of Exodus when God brought in the plagues. So the locust came in from the east, warm, brought in judgment and harsh. I'm getting there. And then the west wind in Exodus 10:19, exit out, brought in deliverance. Stay with me. So they saw an opportunity in that. Where am I at? Okay. So the north wind, do it all right now. The north wind is cold and harsh conditions. It also means divine intervention and judgment. East winds are harsh and tense. If they come in from the desert, they're hot and dry. But they execute God's will and his power. Hear me out. Go back to verse, where did I stop? 14, say it 14. So that when the Euryclidon translates, we call it in modern day terms, a nor'easter. So the north wind brought in cold, harsh conditions, God's divine intervention and judgment. The east wind brought in harshness and intensity. You may feel like in the storm it is intense, but your wind getting ready to shift. Come on. It's intense right now, but your wind getting ready to shift. Come on. Stay with me. All right. Where are we at? 15. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up the wind, we let her drive, They let that storm take over their travel. Because they couldn't control it. What you going to do? See where I'm going here? In your storm, you got to let go. In your storm, you got to let go. Because if you can't do nothing about it, what's the point of worrying about it? Let go. I got a whole lot out of this chapter, y'all. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, and we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps or lifeboats, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they fall into quicksands, strake sail, and were driven. And we were exceedingly tossed by the tempest the next day. They lightened the ship. They started tossing stuff off the ship. God's telling us I'm tossing stuff out the ship. Toss it out. Worry, doubt, confusion, oppression, depression, anxiety. He's saying toss it out of the ship. I saw myself doing this. Lord, I'm going to toss it all overboard. There it is. You see it. Toss it all. Toss out the ship. And the third day they were cast out with our own hands and tackling the ship. And when neither the sun, no stars, and many days appeared, and no tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. You can be so deep in that storm and so tossed to and fro so much that you lose hope and you don't see it. God, how do I get out of this? Lord, where are you? You're being tossed to and fro and you nowhere to be found. Well, he is always to be found, but that's how we feel. That's how we feel. But after a long abstinence or a long wait, and they were hungry, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you didn't listen to me. In other words, have not loosened from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. You might lose everything in the process, but your life will be spared. God is going to keep you, even if you lose everything in the process. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. In other words, the angel of the Lord came to Paul and said, you gonna make it there. I don't care what's tossed at you. I don't care what the ship gonna look like at the end. You gonna make it. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even so it was told to me. I love Paul's faith, because it doesn't matter what it looked like right now. It'll be because God told me so. And I'm gonna stand on that, and that's what I'm gonna believe. It looked like where Paul was going was just completely off course. But this shipwreck brought him to his assignment. Your storm will bring you to where God's purpose for your life and assignment will be. Don't be dismayed by what you are going through in the storm. Don't be confused by what you're going through in the storm. God, the storm is making you. It's bringing you to a purpose. It's bringing you to an assignment, even though it seems off course. There's a shift in your wind. There's a shift in your wind. Where am I at? I'm going to jump down a little bit. Glad y'all keeping up with me. Skip down to 42. Jump around a little bit. So in chapter 27, we're going to jump down to 42. So at this point, they were trying to put down anchors and try to get off the ship. Paul was like, don't do that. You won't make it. Stay in the boat. Another lesson there. The soldiers had, 42. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. They were prisoners. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they could swim, should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass, they made it all safe to the islands. They make it there, broken ship and all, on pieces. You gonna make it out of your storm. It might be broken up. It might be tow up. You might be shipwrecked, but God will keep you in the midst of that storm. He'll keep you on that ship. He'll keep you because that's what he promised. That's what he promised. Another example of the shift in the wind. Go to Jonah with me, and I'm going to come back to Paul.
He's going to keep us.
Jonah 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go into Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come upon me. So Jonah's given an assignment. And what does Jonah do? Y'all know. He ran. Ran. I don't know why we waste our time trying to run. Talk to myself too. For what purpose? Because you can run if you want to, but God's work is going to get done. I'm just saying. You can run if you want to, but his work will get done. But Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord, and went up to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. I'm not sure I'm saying the right. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go into the Tarshish, to basically run from the presence of God. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was likely to be broken. This great wind brings about physical and spiritual change. It shows God's power. You can't run from God. It's not a thing. It's not. Okay. Brings about also new beginnings. So in other words, we have to trust God's power. Jonah attempted to go so far away from his assignment. Y'all looked it up. It was over 1,500 miles he tried to run. Come on, Jonah. He tried. 1,500 miles he tried to run. And then God sent in an east wind. Remember, the east wind is harsh. Brings in judgment. Judgment's not always what we think. I think we think judgment means consequences. It does. But God's also weighing the scales. In teacher terms, because that's how my brain works, when I ask kids to judge things, I'm asking them to evaluate it. God's evaluating your situation. God's evaluating and making a judgment call on it. And if you're right, you're going to come out all right. You're going to come out all right. So Jonah tries to run from the assignment God gave him. And this dramatic wind, this east wind of judgment comes. He's tossed off the ship. And y'all know he is swallowed by a great fish, as the Bible calls it, a great fish. And there he stood for 3 days. So when we think you're going to get off the assignment and the path, God will shift the wind to pull you back. He'll shift it to pull you back. Follow me to Acts. Go back to Acts. I'm going back to Paul. Now we're going to go to Acts 28. So Paul is shipwrecked. They make it to the island. Okay. Start at verse 1. And when they were escaped, they knew that the island was Malta, which was Malta, when I was a little bit later. And the barbarous people showed us little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand. They said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom they have, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffer not to live. And he just shook, y'all know, he shook the beast into the fire and felt no harm. It don't matter what the devil throw at you. It don't matter. Shake it off. Shake it off. Throw it back into the fire where it came from. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, shook it off in the fire. Okay. Number 6. Howbeit, they looked where he should have been swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they looked a great while, they must have looked at him a long time. A great while. Y'all looked at him a long time. And saw no harm come to him. They changed their minds and said he was a guide. Let's get down to 7. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Plebeius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courtlessly. And it came to pass that the father of Plebeius lay sick of a fever in a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in, prayed, and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others which had a disease on the island came and were healed. All of that, he shipwrecked in the middle of a storm. God promised he's going to keep him, but God had an assignment there for him. So in the middle of your storm, when you feel like everything is going wrong, you get shipwrecked. That change in the wind brought him to a different place. But it brought him to God's purpose and God's assignment, because God's work is always going to get done. It's always going to get done. Even though we may feel like we fall off track, God said, you might feel like you're out of alignment, but you're right there. The purpose is bigger than you. My purpose is bigger than you. Where am I at? Okay. Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that one. You were healed, honors, and poor. Okay. Skip down to 16. And when they came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captains of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they come together, he said unto them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against these people or customs of our fathers, yet I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal to Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse of my nation. So Paul was accused of something. He trying to find these accusations that don't stick. And he told him basically go appeal to Caesar. For this cause, therefore, I have called for you to see you and to speak with you, because that of for the hope of Jerusalem, I am bound with this chain. And when they said unto him, we haven't received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any brethren that came showed or spake hard against thee. Oh my goodness. God will work it out for you. Even before you get there, it'll be worked out. It'll be worked out. But we desire to hear what you think. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they appointed him a day, so they decided we're going to come back, they came many into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. So all of that, Paul's assignment was to testify and witness about Jesus in Rome, where they thought they were sending him for another purpose. He was there for God's purpose, for kingdom business. There's a shift in your wind. So when you think when the east winds are hitting you and knocking you down, they feel hard and harsh and intense. Remember, you are in God's alignment. You are in God's purpose, and the enemy wants you to think you are off course. That's what he wants us to think. When these things and trials come against us and things get hard and everything in my life has fallen apart, God is saying, you are not out of alignment. I'm with you. And when the ship crashes, I'm still with you. And when things go to heck, I'm still with you. I've forgotten about you. You're not of alignment. And he stayed there. Well, I'm jumped down to 30. Paul dwelt there in his own hired house and received all that came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those which concerned the Lord Jesus with all confidence, no man forbidding him. He spent 2 years there witnessing about Jesus, when the Romans sent him there for a different purpose. There's a shift in your wind. There's a shift in your wind. So when things look rough right now, they might look rough right now, there's a shift in your wind. You need to give God some praise for that. There's a shift coming to you. There's a shift in your wind. You need to speak that over yourself. It might look rough right now. I might be beat up, tatter up, shipwrecked, but God, but because of him, I'm not out of alignment. It may look like it right now. It might look that way, but your purpose is so much greater. And God's going to bring his purpose into place. God bless you. Yep. Don't give him some praise. There's a shift in your wind. The shift in your wind. I didn't open up my Bible until like Thursday this week to study. End of the school year. Got the word. Guys, I kept trying to go to Acts 2. Lord was like, no. Go there. Go talk about Paul. Somebody needs a shift. I like it. Somebody needs a shift. You can praise God. You ain't got to wait for me. Somebody needs a shift. Need a shift in the wind. I ain't the only one. We need a shift. I know some people going through some stuff right now. But I'm here to tell you right now, the Holy Spirit said there's a shift coming to your life. If you praise him right now, God will shift things in your life. He'll turn a situation around. It's already worked out. What was meant for your harm, it's already worked out. God worked it out. There's a shift in your way. So I keep telling the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you for that. I feel like I'm being beat up, toe up from the flow up, but there's a shift in my wind. There's a shift coming. And for that alone, I'm going to give God praise. There's a shift coming to the church. God's the power of the Spirit on all flesh, because that's the word. That's the word. Lord, thank you for the shift. Thank you, Lord, for the shift. In the wind, God, blow, Lord, on your people. Resurrect things that are lost, God. Bring things back, Lord. The things that people thought that they lost when they fell off course, God. Bring them back to alignment, Lord. You said we weren't out of alignment, but it feels like we are at times. Lord, show us the steps, God. Let us trust the process. Let us trust the process. Because while it feels like I'm out of alignment, God said, you're not. You just got to trust what I'm doing. You got to trust what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I might bring you there for that purpose. It might look like that purpose. But I might have you there to speak to that one. I might have you there to speak to that crowd. I might be there to speak to that prostitute. I might have you there for a purpose. And while you don't understand it now, know that I'm with you in the ship. I'm going to keep you. Because that's what he said he was going to do. Lord, thank you for the shift. Thank you for the wind you're going to blow in this church. Thank you for the wind you're going to blow in your people. Thank you for the wind, Lord. Because we need the shift, Lord, to do the work. And let us trust you, God, in that wind. Let us trust you, God, while we're in the ship. Let us trust you, God, while we're working through the process. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for those who are waiting and tarry, Lord. Give them, God, what you said. It's for you to have. Thank you, Lord, for the shift. Speak that over your life. Toss some stuff overboard. Whatever's holding you down. If you have to do it in the spirit, I'm tossing this over, Lord. Y'all know I like to do things acted out. Let's toss it overboard, Lord. Let's toss it overboard. Whatever is bound and holding you down right now, I dare you to think about what those items are and start tossing by the boat. Toss them overboard. Lighten the load. Lighten it. Think about what it is right now. I challenge you to toss it overboard. Toss it overboard right now. Toss it. You are not out of alignment. You serve the Lord with all of your ability, the best that you know. You are not out of alignment. Even though things seem hard right now, God's purpose for you is greater. And he's going to shift the wind to blow in that westerly direction for you. Trust that. Believe that. He's going to do it for you. And it's going to be a great wind, where the blessings of God are going to outpour on you. So much so you don't know what to do with it. Woo! You're not going to be able to contain it. God is good. I'm looking forward to the shift. I'm looking forward to the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I'm looking forward to God's church being what he wanted it to be. Because only he can bring souls in it anyway. He tugs at the hearts of men. Enjoy the journey. Trust the process. Let him take the reins. What is it on a boat? What's that thing called? The wheel. Let him take the wheel. Relinquish control and give it to him. All the way to him. Because I'm talking to myself too right now. Relinquish control and give it to him. Because you can't control it anyway. You might try it. How's that working for you? How's that work for you? I know me, where I've got my own self mixing the stuff. I've messed it up. Because Brittany tries to fix everything because I'm a fixer. Jesus is the fixer. The Holy Spirit is the fixer. You have a confidential informant because he'll tell you exactly what you need to know and exactly what to do and exactly how to get there if you trust him in the process. Enjoy the ride, y'all. Toss to and fro. This is why I hate boats, because I don't like being rocked. But in Jesus' boat, I'll be rocked all day. Go ahead and rock me, Lord. I may not like it. It might not feel good. I might want to throw up. But I know you're going to have me in the process. God is good. Anybody need prayer? Can you touch and agree on anything? Just enjoy the ride. Let Jesus take the wheel. It's not all, you're not out of alignment. You're not. God said we were supposed to go through. Jesus said we would. We're not exempt. I wish we were sometimes, but we're not. We're not exempt. Think it not strange. The things that come against, the trials that test you. Stay in the boat. We're going to get rocked a little bit. Might crash, but it'll be okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to stand up and dismiss. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord, for the shift. For the shift, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a shift in the wind. That while we might be going through now, Lord, you're going to shift the wind to our favor. And I thank you, Lord, for it, Lord. Lord, bless, Lord, this people. Bless them, Lord. Give them their heart's desire, God. Let them know, Lord, that you love them, and Lord, and we are in alignment, Lord, the best that we know how. And I thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for this group, Lord. And I ask that you bless them, Lord, and keep them, Lord, while we part, Lord, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.